SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump's choice to lead the Federal Reserve has expressed support for the president's economic policies. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
During his first cabinet meeting of the year, the president said he will end weeks of speculation over who will lead the central bank after Powell's term expires this May. He said he thinks that person will do a good job. The president has been extremely critical of the Fed under Powell's leadership, complaining that interest rates remain too high. Powell has insisted that the Fed stay independent of politics and make its choices based on inflation and job market data. Greg Clugston, Washington.
That bomb cyclone that brought heavy snow to parts of the Carolinas and ushered in freezing temperatures to much of the East Coast Saturday is going to persist into today. Charlotte, North Carolina saw one of the heaviest snowfalls in years. About a foot or more fell in the region. If you are a frequent flyer, you need to make sure that your ID is real.
Air travelers in the U.S. without a real ID or another acceptable form of identification are now subject to a new fee. The non-refundable $45 charge isn't a penalty or fine, but payment for non-compliant travelers to use the Transportation Security Administration's new alternate identity verification option called Confirm ID. The process can take up to 30 minutes and doesn't guarantee passengers will make their flight if their identity can't be verified. Ron Taylor reporting.
New released files on Jeffrey Epstein have prompted the resignation of a top official in Slovakia and revived calls in Britain for Prince Andrew to cooperate with authorities. Miroslav Lajcak resigned yesterday from his role as an advisor to Slovakia's prime minister. He was not accused of wrongdoing, but he had sent emails to Epstein back in 2018. There's also pressure mounting on the prince to come clean on what he knows. This is SRN News. The UN World Food Program says more than a million people in northeast Nigeria could lose access to emergency food and nutrition aid within weeks unless funding is secured as violence and hunger surge in the region. Northern Nigeria is bedeviled by two Muslim terrorist organizations which are preying on Christians and destabilizing the entire region. The violence has displaced about 3.5 million people in recent months, destroyed food supplies, and brought malnutrition to critical levels in several northern states. A lot of people in this country continue to turn to the Word of God in troubled times. The American Bible Society's annual report finds that about 41% of Americans qualify as Bible users, meaning they've read the Scriptures at least three times a year outside of church services. That's up 38% from last year, but down from 2021 when half of Americans fit that category. The ABS report also reveals a little over a third of Gen Z and millennials are Bible users. This is SRN News. A look back at a connection to our history.
A newly minted dollar coin will feature a woman from the Oneida tribe, Polly Cooper, known for aiding George Washington's army during the Revolutionary War. Cooper joined Oneida warriors on a relief mission from their territory in what's now central New York to bring corn to starving rebel troops at their winter camp in Valley Forge. The coin's release coincides with celebrations of the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Keith Peters, Washington.
It's go time for thousands of America's most dogged competitors, big or small, sleek or shaggy. They're all trying for the top prize of the Westminster Kennel Club show in its milestone 150th year. The breed-by-breed judging happens Monday and Tuesday in New York. The Best in Show prize is awarded Tuesday night at Madison Square Garden. This is SRN News.